When it comes to starting an online coaching business, we want it to be perfect. We want that perfect package. We want our services to be perfect. We want the pricing to be perfect. We want to have the testimonials, and we want the website. But what if you're new to the industry? Should you get a website? And if you don't get a website, should you start your coaching business? Should you put it on hold until you build the website? These are some of the topics we're going to discuss in this episode. So come on in, let's get this party started. Do you desire to start or grow your online business? Of course you do. After all, who doesn't want to have financial freedom and make money doing what they love? Hi, I'm Talina Bacon, the host of Organic Marketing for Busy Women. I help online women entrepreneurs create and implement strategies to start and grow their online business. This podcast will cover topics such as social media, client attraction strategies, promotional techniques, organic marketing, and so much more. I will even include a few of my many coaching programs to help you create a strategy that fits your business. I've got over 32 years of product and coaching services, so I have lots to talk about. Don't forget to subscribe or follow my podcast. I've been told I have the gift of gab, but only when I drink coffee. So grab a pen and paper and let's get started. Welcome back. If you're new to the coaching industry, you want to have all the bells and whistles. You want everything to be perfect before you even start. I know a lot of new coaches feel that way, and I felt that way when I started my coaching business. I always thought that you have to have this website before you jump into coaching. That's not true. When you jump into coaching, you're actually looking for clients to share your expertise and to show them that you know what you're talking about. You don't need a website to do that. You can do a Facebook page. You can even create a Facebook group and invite all your ideal clients into the group. You can have them nurtured into that group, and they can actually buy your mini programs and your one-on-one coaching programs. So you don't need a website page right away. Is it necessary as time goes on? Yes, because it builds up your clientele. At least I believe it does. Because on your website, you will have your testimonials, your freebie, your courses, your mini courses, your podcast, your blog, and all that is great for a website. You can't do all that on a Facebook page. So yes, you will need a website as time goes on, but when you're first jumping into the coaching industry, you don't need a website right away. I find that you should write everything down. In the beginning, I want to do this, this, and this for my coaching business. List all the things you want for your coaching business. Like, I want to create the website. I want to create my welcome package. I want to create any type of freebies. And a lot of that takes time. So if you're going to jump into the coaching business itself, write down everything that you're going to need to actually start the coaching business. And a lot of information for that can easily be found through Google. It can even be found in other Facebook groups and on social media when you're listening or watching videos. There's so many different ways. Write down exactly what you want to do as far as your coaching. What do you want to use? And do like research on how much it's going to cost. Websites usually start about, I'd say maybe $9.99. I think WordPress had their website for $5.99, but depends on what you want on your website. I end up getting Squarespace, which was $26. I'm able to actually have my podcast on it. I have my mini services. I'm actually link it up to my email listing with MailChimp. I can also have PayPal on it as well. So for the $26, it was well worth it. Now, I've been on Squarespace twice, and let me explain. When I first started my coaching business, I went to Squarespace and spent $26, and I'd say 4 or 5 months later, it did nothing. I sent nobody to the website. It just sat there, which I wasted money, so I closed it down. I grew my Facebook group to over 3K. which is a good size for me. I see a lot of Facebook groups where they're like 22K, 25K. To me, that's a lot. And then you have to keep it monetized and you have to get helpers. So 3K was good for me. Having the group was great because I was able to build in the group, actually build that like, know, and trust factor. And they joined my mini program, so I really didn't need a website. Then I thought I was going to go into getting a membership. Now, memberships are great, especially if you're figuring out what you want in that membership, but it takes time to figure out everything that you need for it. I jumped into Kajabi. $149, you might as well say $150 a month. I wanted to build my membership and I had all the ideas. Again, ideas. There was a bunch of ideas that sat there for 6 months. Now imagine spending $150 a month for 6 months. So let's calculate that real quickly here. I got my pen and paper and I'm gonna calculate exactly how much that costs. Now we said $150, right? Times 6 months, that's $900 I done spent for 6 months. Now, that $900 could have went towards anything else, but I wanted all the bells and whistles. Now, that was just for the website itself. That didn't include the graphics I wanted. I spent $300 for that. And then I wanted some special graphics for my podcast. That was another $250. So I spent close to $1,400 within 6 months to a year on just the website itself. Nuts, isn't it? I know. I just wanted to have this membership so bad, and I didn't even think about what it was costing me. But before I get into the juicy details of the $1,400 I done wasted, let me take a quick break and get something to drink, and I'll be right back. Now, don't you go away now. In the beginning, I used to believe that once I started my coaching business, getting clients would come easy. Of course, that wasn't the case, and I kept going in circles like a hamster on a hamster wheel. I was trying to figure out why my business wasn't moving forward. Then I realized I didn't have a strategy in place to attract them. So I jumped off my hamster wheel, and I created a strategy to organically market to grow my business and book clients. When it comes to running a coaching business, we all could use a little help, which is why I'm sharing 10 of my favorite tips to attract clients. It's one of my favorite freebies, and it helps you organically market, so you're saving money. And everyone loves saving money. Download a copy at the link within my show notes, or head over to my website at www.talenabacon.com. That's spelled T-A-L-E-N-A-B-A-C-O-N, like eggs and bacon. Now back to the show. Okay, I'm back. So we were talking about the money I wasted on the website, right? I believe it was the $1,400 from Kajabi. Ouch. So after 6 months of spending over $900 and then all of the bells and whistles and coming close to $1,400, I realized I need to do something. So I decided to actually come out of Kajabi. And when I came out of Kajabi, of course, I had no website. So guess what I went back to? Squarespace. Now, these are some of the things that I know you'll probably go through. Maybe you won't go through. So that's why I'm sharing to write everything down now and do the research on the pricing. I jumped into it head first, not feet first, head first, because it made no sense whatsoever. I know. But like I said, I knew what I wanted, but I didn't think it through. So when you're first starting your coaching business and you want to be a new coach, think everything through as far as your website, as far as how you're going to book calls, and find as many things as you can find for free, because that's going to save you some money in the long run. Also, you don't need to get a website right away, but if you do, Squarespace is pretty good. They run about $26. If you want, you can actually Google low-cost website. Just do your research, and eventually when you want to have a website, you can have one. One thing about being a new coach, don't stress about the things that you don't have no control over. The main thing is you want to get a client and utilize whatever you can to get that client, which is a lot of free things we have on social media. We got Instagram, then YouTube, Facebook, we got TikTok, you got Clubhouse. There are so many other social media platforms that you can actually get on and share your expertise to get clients. Now, Clubhouse, I know very little about Clubhouse. I am on Clubhouse, but I know that's a lot of just talking and getting people into groups. And I know you got to build your clientele there. Instagram, of course, that's the easiest, but then you have the trolls on Instagram because you have people who are actually messaging you and you think they're actual clients when they're not, they're trolls. You can't get rid of them. I wish I could. But just figure out a platform that's good for you. I trust having a Facebook group. I've had 3. And now I'm down to 1. As time goes on, I'll probably open up another group. I like Facebook groups because I can join other groups and invite them over to my group, nurture them, and get clients in that way because you're building that like, know, and trust factor. So when you're first starting out as a new coach, take your time, make a list of all the things you want to get done, look at the pricing, start a Facebook group, open up your business Facebook page. You can share your content there that shows your expertise, and you go from there. A new coach, you have enough to worry about down the line than to worry about getting a website and all the other bells and whistles. Hoping that helped you in some type of way and cleared up the myth of you have to have a website to start your coaching business. It is necessary down the line, but not right now when you're first starting your coaching business. Take your time, build your clientele, grow your email list, promote your freebies. Take your time, build your list of things that you want to do and take it step by step, because right now you're trying to save money because you're just starting out. Once you get that one client, then okay, yes, you have the money to spend and you can go woo and spend that money, but do it wisely. Thank you for joining us this week. I hope this episode has helped you as far as deciding on whether you want to have a website for your coaching business. When it comes to getting a website, it's really your choice. You decide on whether you want to spend money now or you can wait till later. Well, that concludes the episode for this week. Thank you again for joining us. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you receive new episodes right when they're released. And if you're enjoying my podcast, I'd love to ask you to leave a review in Apple Podcasts or whatever app that you're listening to this podcast on. Or you can sign up at organicmarketingforbusywomenpodcast.com and leave a review there. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.